All right, we got one last one, and that is Jennifer Simpson. She's the co-host of the Duke City Dime Stories in Albuquerque, and she will read at the fair.
It's a sound most people would hear and cringe, like fingernails on chalkboard, the sound of tap shoes on pavement, a kind of chlink crunch. But that sound takes me right back to the Del Mar Fair and memories of my mom. I am 6. My sister is 10. My mother is hustling us past the cotton candy, past the barbecued corn, and the paddock, where later we'll visit the calves and watch baby chicks hatch. We'll chlink crunch directly to the bathroom, the one by the Don Diego clock tower. I like that heads turn as we make our way through the crowd. I feel special, all grown up, pretty, just like my mom. Later, we'll walk past the clock tower to the fun zone, where I'll think I'm too grown up for the kiddie rides, but I'll be too scared to get on the big rides like the roller coaster or anything that goes upside down. My mother checks our makeup, painting one more coat of red lipstick, then blotting our lips with a square of toilet paper. She'll make sure our lashes are firmly secured, and she will shellac our bunned hair with one more layer of Aquanet. Soon, we'll step up onto the San Diego Showcase stage to join other students from Miss Fernetta's dance studio. I, dressed in a French maid's costume, will shuffle hop step my way through just a spoonful of sugar, and my sister, in a jazzy blue fringed pantsuit, will fee fee fi fi fo fo fum her way through Mitch Ryder's Devil in a Blue Dress. Mom will stand off stage and mouth the word smile. She'll make a gesture reminding me to stand up straight, to suck in my gut, and as they say in dance class, imagine a string pulling up from the top of my head. My mom was proud of me, no matter how badly I tapped or how sadly out of sync I danced. And it's that feeling I miss most, my mother wanting, encouraging me to do my best, and knowing she's proud.